For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill, we're pushing the four-hour mark here on our meeting. I know that I'm going to get the last word here, and then we're going to bolt and get something to eat. I think what Mr. Backus illustrated today is sort of reflective of a theme that has been recurring out of my yap for some time, and that is that in the interest of public service, I would suggest that we return to the letter of the NRS statute, which clearly defines the law as saying that public comment shall occur both at the beginning of every meeting and at the end. Mr. Loomis, I'm sure can point you to that NRS statute. I'd be happy to share it with you as well via email. It's interesting, we had a conversation between Ms. Bard and y'all about semantics. Mr. Loomis, I think, is probably the most equipped person in the room to recognize the importance of words and their meaning. I have read numbers of law of people who've walked away from jail terms or been sentenced to jails because of the words that their attorneys misused in their trial. When we refer to taxes, fees, and licenses as profit, it creates a disturbing tone. Government is not in business to earn money. Government is business to serve the public, and they do so with the hopefully very cautious use of taxpayer revenue, of fees, and of licenses. And when the notion that those income streams are profit is bandied about, suddenly now we talk about something that is at the root core of how this country was founded. I think the Constitution is very clear on how revenue can be raised. It's remarkable with the 16th Amendment where things started to go sideways in 1913 with the advent of the private income tax. We've seen just this ridiculous increase of government's hands in our wallets. And when we bandy about the notion that those precious resources are profits, it strikes at the core of our country. And so words do matter. Semantics matters. And Marshall, if you're afraid of the federal government coming in and taking our money, if we approve marijuana, I direct you to the 10th Amendment.